to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek.
Two weeks ago, someone approached me when I was alone. He was a male in his 20s, and he started with a compliment and then started asking me tons of personal questions and basically was trying to get me alone with him, whether if he can come with me to wherever I was going next or if I can just leave campus with him. He was very pushy about it, very aggressive.
That was Lisa Comlis recounting her story about a reoccurring harassment she experienced on the Concordia campus. Comlis said she was approached and followed by two different men on two different occasions, but with both saying the same things to her. She reported the incident to the campus security and filed a report with the Sexual Assault Resource Center, and she took to social media to give a public service announcement on the incidents. Since then, Concordia has announced that they have beefed up the security and they're taking multiple measures to ensure the safety of its community members. The school encouraged everyone to call security at 514-848-3717 and select option 1 if they ever feel unsafe. A town hall was held Sunday morning at Concordia for those affected by Bill 21. The meeting was organized by Concordia's Muslim Student Association and Conseil National Musulmans Canadien. The Facebook page urged everyone affected by Bill 21 to attend and to figure out the next steps together. The meeting included a panel that informed attendees of the legal side, like how the prohibition can be challenged. There was also a portion dedicated to connecting attendees with resources and community partners. Bill 21, introduced by the CAC government on Thursday, would ban public sector employees in position of authority, including teachers, police officers, and judges, from wearing religious garbs in the workplace. The bill does include a clause that allows current employees to keep their religious garbs. There will be multiple demonstrations in Montreal over the week protesting against the bill. A new children's book is calling attention to access to clean water for Indigenous communities. Nibi's Water Song was written by Sunshine Tenasco, an Anishinaabe entrepreneur, activist, and mother of four from Kitigan Zibi. She told CBC that seeing a drawing of an Indigenous child on a book cover prompted her to write her own children's story about the importance of clean water. Tenasco has been advocating for clean water for her community for years. Quote, 40% of our community still doesn't have clean drinking water, end quote. She founded Herb Raids, an organization committed to bringing awareness and making clean drinking water in Indigenous communities. Nibi's Water Song tells the story of Nibi, a young girl in search of a clean water to drink when she can't find any in her town. The book will be published this summer by Scholastic. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Patronato, you guys up on that yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato's new as well.
I am up on them? Oh, Patronato. Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yo, I've heard it all before, but yo, before we heard it all, before we learned to Dougie and before we learned to ball, they used to be your thing, I think they called it a song, and you'd hear it anytime you turn the radio on. You hit record on the tape deck, yep, buy new records every paycheck. There's no real tracks, it's like a train wreck. These days DJs play the same mess. I still got hope, turn up my radio. All they talk is bitches and getting hoes. That's cool, but where on earth did all the ladies go?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right, they always at my show. I switch it up, funk you up, like a pick and roll.
Bam.
You suckers ain't even in my peripheral.
Nope.
Big up to anyone who stay original. Still got me feeling like this is a prison now, cause
all that they play, hey, is always the same.
Same.
All I can say,
Where's it at, y'all? Yeah, Queen was a machine. The Silvers were iller than disease. And my man Bill Withers was mean. Thriller was killer.
Guillotine!
Mini Ripperton, keep you listening like it's nicotine. Marley was on a mission and Stevie had inner visions.
Yeah.
Now we don't even listen, cause singers ain't even singing.
Nah.
We need to bring it back to how it was in the beginning.
What?
There's more to write about than just clubbing and how you living.
Yeah.
But record companies are more concerned about making millions.
Ooh.
Dumb it down, dress it up, feed it to our children. Hanging on, idiots thinking that they are brilliant. Fail no win, y'all lost like Gilligan. I'm real, y'all fake, no instruments. The people are dying for something different. At times I'm furious, call me Nicholas. I'm sick of this.
All that they play, hey, is always the same.
Same.
All I can say,
safe to say.
Where's yesterday?
Where's it at, y'all?
Yeah. City Black, Slack, and Deluxe, sort of fresh and all that, y'all. I ain't even trying yet, that's why they call me Slacker. My rhythm make these B-boys wanna break. Fracture, like rookies riding on double diamonds and Jasper. We on point like a needle, and dosage is lethal. We don't need a spot like Ethan Kino. Soul movement, no ego. We do it for the people.
It's always the same.
Same.
All I can say.
Safe to say.
Where's yesterday?
Cause
all that they play,
hey,
is always the same.
Same.
All I can say.
Safe to say.
Where's yesterday?
Welcome to CJLO 1690. This is your host, Aaliyah Guerra. You're listening to Concordia Music Zone Out. What's up, guys?
Hey.
And it's actually guys this time. Like,
I'll
it's been just
us.
Joseph and I for a while. Oh, technical difficulties.
No.
Let me turn your mic off.
Oh,
there we go.
Back.
Nothing happened. That was slick. Nice, guys. So what's up, Frank?
Oh.
He's joined us again.
Yeah,
I feel like you're here and then you disappeared again.
Exactly. I've had stuff's been happening in my life. I've had people visiting.
Yeah.
My girlfriend was here last week. So.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, I've been. Yeah, but then I've since then just been like, oh God, I forgot to do all this work for like 2.5
weeks. It's like your mind was on vacation, but vacation was like waiting.
Yeah,
for you
exactly.
To be like, no.
Uni didn't stop. It was so annoying.
Semester was like like vacation, but like, you know, bits of school.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying for at least. Mm. But currently, it's a bit more school than vacation.
I feel like you have to just be like a little bit impulsive sometimes. Be like, you know what? I think I'm just gonna get myself a little trip right here. Yeah. Because if you're like, okay, let me wait for a time where there's no exams and it's kind of calmed down and I have money and I have enough sleep, like, no.
It just won't
it's
come.
Too much to ask for. Yeah. Yeah.
Life don't line up like that. You
oh
know?
No, unfortunately, unfortunately. What about you, Joseph? What's new?
What happened?
Joseph, you had 2.5 minutes. I'm just kidding.
I think happened this weekend, to be honest. Like,
wow, was
such
it a blur.
Blur.
Yeah, it's a blur.
You know, I don't blame you. I think it's because it was so rainy. Like,
yeah,
I spent most
exactly.
of my weekend in
indoors,
pajamas
yeah.
and just like, you know.
Very like groggy. Yeah.
I felt like it was Flippy, one long weekend Oof. Day because
it was
just rainy. Wasn't pleasant rainy, rainy, too. Rainy.
Yeah,
cold.
Serious write off. But you know, we're back today.
Yeah, yeah, the sun
blue
is
sky,
up.
Sunshine.
That's a good sign. Yeah. Cool. So I'm just going to let the listeners know we will not be in studio next week because, you know, we got that university life thing happening. Mm-hmm.
Priorities.
You know? So,
stay in
yeah.
school, kids.
Education.
So basically, the 8th, we won't be here. So.
But 15th and so on.
Yeah, we'll be back for all the cool stuff. But yeah, so we were listening to some music. Guys, I have bad news for you.
What is it?
The music you sent me was not good this week.
What? You didn't like it?
How
no,
dare you?
I only have one Aww. On it. April
Wait,
Fools.
What have you got on?
Just kidding, but
oh,
not kidding.
A roast.
No. It is I just realized it's April Fool's Day, but
Top 10
no,
greatest pranks.
But what I did was I looked through the albums of the songs you sent me and tried to find some cool ones too.
Someone in between.
Bad and not good?
Pardon me?
By,
yeah, bad, bad, not good. Because, yo, like, I actually like their music.
Yeah,
so I was just
yeah.
like, Big let's up. See if there's some other stuff on
Look.
Here.
Look
no,
good.
I'm not throwing shade because I'm always, like, praising you guys every week. So I have to be, you know, constructive, yeah. critical.
Must work harder.
Yep. So anyway, we're going to let the tracks play. The song we had playing earlier... What song was that? Jeez. It's by Slacka Beat Child. I always forget. Because I don't know.
Oh,
the
Where's Yesterday?
Disappeared. Yeah, Where's Yesterday? It's a banger. I like it.
Yeah, tasty little tune.
Usually we have some cool instrumentals, but I just really like this song. That was so creative. Anyway, we're going to do a quick ad break so they don't kick us off here. Better to
we
be early this time.
Screwing it up.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah. So we're gonna do a quick little ad break, and yeah, we'll get back, play some music, chit chat. I have a new song out, and it's gonna be on like all the streaming platforms at the end of the week.
I thought it was today. Like
no, April 5th.
Oh,
we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Good things come to those who wait. You
exactly. You see. So let me play these ad breaks, and we'll be right back.
Current events? Do you like to talk about feminism? Do you like to hear about different ideas? Do you also like jazz music by any chance? Then I think you might like Jazz and Juice, Saturdays at midnight on CJLO 1690 AM.
Productions Midefake presents the 13th edition of the City d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only City d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The City d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.cityduff.com.
This is Settle for My Love by Music Soul Child.
Bye. If I could give you more than that would be, yeah.
Settle for my love.
Love. blissful ignorance. These are truthful sentiments. I miss you, I wish you were infinite. I yearn to kiss you, get intimate. I can't see you though my vision's clear. You disappeared like a lost treasure, missing years from the rock record. No evidence of your past prevalence. That's why I wrote this verse to show my reverence. I'm never tense when we're together, hence extreme stress and pressure levels ever since you left. And I hate to be a pessimist, but how will I survive till your next visit? I'm not even talking about the sex. Your mere presence is exquisite. Can't believe you're gone. To return to me, you've been gone for eternity. So wrong how you're hurting me. Wish I was stronger eternally, and I know it's not what you mean to do. Feel like I'm caught in between the two worlds that we separately occupy. Girl, come and get with the proper guy. Turn off the lights and drop the right beat. I gotta hop a flight for proper night's sleep. That's whacker than whack can be. Come back, cause you're lacking me, H Mac, and I'm lacking you, heart black, till I'm back with you. Cause you're the one that I'm attracted to, and that's a fact, it's true. I can't believe you're gone.
We're back. We're always having great conversations.
Off air.
It's the off air show that we need to
start. We should have one off air.
Yeah, that's low key what the Instagram live is for. Oh, I forgot. Ooh. I was kind of feeling like,
should we?
Today.
We had a good streak last week.
We really did, guys. Like,
really?
Okay. 10 people? So if anyone's tuned in and not driving, we're going live on Instagram.
Don't stream and like drive.
Don't stream and drive.
Yeah, that's very sensible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going live on Instagram just now. Aaliyah G420, I'm the host. That's
420.
It's because that's my birthday digits. Wait till my birthday shows up, and people always ask me like,
"Oh, you gonna smoke, so
can I get a quarter?" No, you can't. Unfortunately,
people like, "You going like Montreal today? You gonna?"
Anyway, thankfully this is legal things, but still, it's just wrong business. I got you with the mixtapes, but
I won't give you the.
So
the
on Concordia Music Zone out on Facebook, we're going live. Just join the liveness
on Facebook or on IG.
You guys,
IG,
feel
no
like...
one, yeah, no one came in last time.
Oh,
so.
People came in on mine. I had 35 by the end of the day because they check it out later.
Oh,
and then people like live in that hour.
Because after, I think one we did like 2 weeks ago, like 8 people like viewed a stream.
I don't know. We'll try it.
And do it.
See what happens.
Are we going live on Facebook? Can you do live on your Mac? Is that doable? I love how we're figuring this out right now. It was kind of spur of the moment thought, but while that's sitting there cooking up, Joseph, do you know J Dilla?
Yep.
Cool. He has some of the best instrumentals.
I don't know which track is my favorite because he has so much. So I'm, like,
yo, it's
I'll be
endless.
Like untitled. Like
that's
like
not a fair question. If somebody somebody genuinely likes J Dilla, you can't ask them what's your favorite beat or favorite song.
Like, I don't know. That's all of them, not I guess.
But I can say there's an album. I think it's just called J Dilla, but it's like four different albums with the exact same cover, but just a different color.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
Yeah,
these.
And there's
four
volumes of it.
Yeah,
but yo, the blue one and the red one.
I mean, that's the blue one.
Fire.
It's kind of like Weezer and like the blue
like,
album.
Like yeah, that's the only way I know how to differentiate them. But yeah, those. I remember when I first started writing, like I just bought. Let me go live for this. This is some good stuff. Okay. But yeah, I remember when I first started writing, I bought some Dollarama, you know, little notebooks.
I felt and like CDs.
Some CDs, yeah, for the mixtape. No, just kidding. So I basically got these notebooks, and I would just put on a Dilla, like, album or whatever that's instrumentals, and I would just listen to that. And I remember at first I was just listening to it. I didn't even have the notebook yet. But I would start, like, rhyming in my head. And I'm like, oh, wow, that should be on, like, a T-shirt, or that should be in a song, or that'd be a really great hook. And then when I bought that first journal of, like, I have, like, 9 of them now, the exact same one. I just started writing songs and writing these long verses, and then it turned into like a day-to-day agenda and thought process book and budgetary book and homework assignments.
Life started to get in the
it's
way.
It's a burn book. It became everything.
It's some
so.
J Dilla manifesto right there.
Literally, that's why honestly, like I give so much like credit to J Dilla because I feel like that unlocked my creative, you know, bin of ideas. So I love how I talked about that and didn't even find what I was looking for. But to answer that question, we can't live stream from Mac on Facebook.
No, we can't.
That is so weird.
Honestly.
Wow. But leave it to Apple to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like FaceTime only, guys. Man, so we're gonna just keep it going with the playlist. I don't know why I don't see it. Joseph, what did you do?
What?
Why is it gone?
Is it disappeared?
Did it? Oh, I don't know what happened. Oh, I understand what happened now. Kind of.
What happened?
Okay. Oh, okay. Hold up. Because. All right, guys. We're just having minor technical difficulties. So, Frank, tell us what you did when you were here. Actually, don't answer that.
Okay.
Just don't.
You sure?
Don't.
Yeah, what happened?
This is 4 o'clock radio.
You know, we're just.
I didn't say anything. That was all in your head. Cool. So what we're going to play is the internet. A random fan, I shouldn't say that, just somebody asked me.
A random
like, yeah,
fan. That's
I just,
kind of insulting, like, don't you think?
Can you do a cover of this song, Sunset, by the internet? And I'm like, yo, I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song. So, I wish Yuna's vocal like, had more like...
Yeah, I didn't even realize. I'm like, oh, vocals? It's not Sid at the end. And then I realized, okay, there's like a feature on here. But she's dope.
Yeah.
Yuna?
Yeah. She's from Malaysia too, and she does her own tracks. Even, I think she got... I'm not sure she did like a Tori Kelly cover, or maybe it was... But she blew up like around 2012.
Yeah.
And like she was a feature in some like EDM DJ's track.
I gotta check her stuff out because it's been a minute kind of sleeping on it. But yeah, this is Sunset off the Feel Good album. That album is fire.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not even... Like that word is so tossed around, but this album is actually so good. So I would encourage everybody to check it out. Who?
It's very lengthy.
Well, yeah, I feel like they just added a lot of content, and it was very the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, well, here's a little 2-minute, interlude, call it a song.
Like, go ham and just...
Basically.
Album.
Yeah, I love the features they have on it, too. Mm-hmm. Tay Walker is awesome. Anyway, this is Sunset by the internet.
The Google Chrome.
Minds in disarray, so are my clothes as I undress. Pick an outfit for this sunny day, 'cause it's okay. I attempt not to let my optimism slip away, 'cause it's okay. 'Cause as long as the sun is rising, we can get up and brighten somebody's day. Inside.
So that was Sunset. There's a song. I don't know which one of you guys. I don't know which one of you guys submitted this one. Warm.
Oh, by Justin Mia?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, your mic's not on.
Oh, it's not. There.
Yeah, so Warm by Dress.
Yeah, I think Dress.
Dress.
And Mia.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very...
Yeah.
Very chill. It's perfect for sunny weather, to be honest. Very chill, relaxing.
Warm. That's how I'd like to feel right
now. Yeah.
It's not warm cold. Outside. That's when people ask me, how's the weather? What's the weather tomorrow? It's not cold. It's not warm. Or it's just cold.
It's ugly.
I just dress for the worst and have layers in case it's not that bad. Anyway, this is Warm.
Nothing much to say. Just a very nice, heartwarming.
That's great, though. It's a nice track, though. Yeah, Warm featuring Mia.
Not to be confused with M.I.A.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first. I was like, oh, she's back on Agreed. Okay.
We can dream.
Yeah. So this is Warm by
Dress. This is my spot.
Dress. Okay, so it's Dre apostrophe E-S. I was like stunned. I'm looking at him like, Dre. Like, I swear I'm in university. I should be able to do this. But I just don't. Artist names are funny. But anyway, here it is.
Checking out the weather.
Yeah. Stop that much.
Joseph, tell me about Bad Bad Not Good a little bit. There's a song I chose called Sour Soul.
With a Ghostface Killah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
big.
pretty known in the whole jazz, like modern jazz scene. Mm-hmm. They're from like Toronto, Canada. Started off as a trio from like Toronto. They met in some jazz university. Mm. And afterwards, he did covers for like Tyler the Creator, Frank Ocean. And afterwards, he got noticed by Odd Future, basically, and he got basically did instrumentals for the shows, and like he rose up to the ranks, and like he dropped like over like I think 3 or 4 albums, a lot of tapes, like with Ghostface Killah, 3 solo albums, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's 3, maybe. Yeah,
he dropped 4 like in 2016, but yeah, they're like up and coming, but they're like big in the scene. Mm-hmm. Now they have like one dude who's doing the saxophone.
That's a nice addition.
Yeah, they're not a trio anymore. They're like a quartet.
They're really cool. I caught them last year in Manchester in England.
Oh, nice.
Being supported by Rex Orange County, if you ain't heard, check out for sure. The musicianship alone. Yeah.
You should see, look, peep their Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah. You guys kind of send me links.
Say
tight
ass.
I'll do it right
now. I have like short term memory amnesia when y'all be. It's like, tell me a great artist. Ooh! Leave the room and it's off my head. Exactly. So, you're sending it now, right?
Yeah, the video.
Thanks.
But yeah, also like, you start from like, structurally, it's like jazz, like, but you know, you tend to go to like hip hop and like soul.
I like that. I like I like that fusion just from the way you described it.
And apparently, you do mosh pits in a concert. Yeah.
I need to go to one of those. Like, just once in my life. I was like, it needs to be like probably Tyler the Creator or something.
Tyler with some whole new stuff.
Yeah. No, I just need to. I'm like, you listen to some of his albums, and then it's like you listen to like Cherry Bomb, and then there's like, I think it's Buffalo or something.
Yeah, Buffalo.
That's just straight up mosh pit material. Yeah, even what the hell are you going to do with that in your car? Like, it's like you can only do 50 on this road, bro.
Yeah, but you feel like you're doing 100.
Literally.
You know?
Man. All right, cool. I'm so off topic. Back to the topic. Bad, Bad, Not Good featuring Ghostface Killah. This is Sour Soul.
Feed me food for thought. I won't budge. Cleanse me. Clean me of my sour soul of vicious. My mind races from the satellite dishes. No technology, this world's corrupt. They can't feed me food for thought. I won't budge, I'm a twisted individual. They say critical. I say nigga, I'm on top of my pinnacle. Chessboards with swords, alphabetical darts. My clan is Braveheart, I move like Paul Blart. Sloppy, go ahead and try to stop me if you can. Your casualties of war get left in the sand. I'm Iron Man, a stone-faced killer with a mask. Don't want the truth to don't ask, you couldn't handle a task. Rigorous, my war face is one that God gave me. Evil cause I looked all bugged out and crazy. Dusted, embalming and fluid dripping from my nose hole. Stapleton nigga never catch me wearing rose gold. Woo! Come on, man. Yo, yo, fuck the CIA, DEA and the feds, they got you bugged, son. Michael tripping your meds, wax like dreads, smoking rags on the list like Craig. Steroids in the chickens, why they feeding us eggs? Hot in the ditch, nigga, snitch, nigga. I won't switch, nigga. Thin position with my finger on the trigger. Pure alkaline and fluoride will fuck you up. I seen a spaceship fly out the back of a truck. Diamond water I've been splashed with the fountain of youth. Had a molar fall out, I grew in a gold tooth. Bulletproof, my clan swore to surgical steel. I don't feel, I'm comfortably numb, stable to slum. Insomniac, I'm charged off the rays of the sun. You can't fuck with me, nigga, this is one on one. With the strength of 10 midgets, I'ma murder you, son.
We're back. So I did mention I have a new song out. It came out I guess last week on the was it last week? Yeah. Something like that.
Still there.
It's tomorrow will be 2 weeks. No, yeah. Yeah, tomorrow will be 2 weeks. Of my new baby.
Easy. It's coming through.
Growing up so fast. Oh, and then my album baby is like gonna be a year in May. So birthdays.
Yeah. Celebrations around.
Yeah. So this new song, Out to Cali, is still exclusively available on Bandcamp for purchase. And it's gonna be exclusively played just now on our radio station.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you gotta come here and listen to us.
You gotta tune in. Okay.
It's only available here for the time being.
So basically, I'm gonna be putting it out on all streaming platforms this Friday, so April 5th, and it'll be out, so the whole world gets to hear it.
Put it in the diary.
People who want to support, people who don't, people just want to, you know, sneak and sneak this later. That's fine. You can check it out. It'll be there. Every play counts.
Right.
So Friday, April 5th, it'll be out. Like I said, you can purchase it on Bandcamp. I would suggest purchasing on Bandcamp just because Apple, iTunes, they rob artists.
You do.
Just saying. Anyway.
Bandcamp's for the people.
Yeah. E-transfer is good, too. I've had a couple of people e-transfer me. I like that. There's no fees included. Anyway, just giving hints. Just giving hints.
Giving like $10. I'm like, yeah, that's for your album. Like, I can't pay any
money. Sure to use our promo code.
Yeah, our promo code is a wink, wink. I'm kidding.
10% off.
Cool. So this is Out to Cali, and we'll talk a little bit more in just a few minutes.
Give me the news. Ooh, I show you that love, I show you that love, baby. Yeah. Give me that sign of love. Give me that sign, you know that it's true. And tell me what's the deal, baby. I know you got that hot word with it. Damn, you're cool, damn. They won't kick you by the sand. I hate it while I'm waiting. I wanna get down to the LA. I wanna see what's up in the bay, too. So we're driving an hour or two. Kick it back, kick it back, kick it for you.
Yeah, when I first finished the song, they're like, don't do the CBC outro on your song. And so I tried to make it less CBC cut off because the song would be there. And they should, yeah, so back to the news.
Oh, you just cut like that on CBC Radio?
Apparently. I think it might have been a joke that the engineer was making, but I was like, oh.
If you know, you know, I guess. I only got one later.
Because I was listening to it and I was like, oh, wow, that was really fast. And on CBC, they actually did that. So now I get it. But yeah, so yeah, that's Out to Cali, Summer Jam. For driving and all that cool stuff.
Enjoying
the weather.
Can I give a shout out to my
in light of, like, you know, indie artists and putting out new stuff, Frank has an announcement, guys.
My little brother, he's actually 17, I've just remembered.
Oh my gosh. That's how you know you're getting old.
17 years old. He's got his he's got a little indie rock band. They're called Salvador. Him.
Cool.
Ooh. They've just released their first EP, which is also called Salvador.
Self-titled.
Dang. You know,
it's a good one.
It's fierce.
Yeah. It's, you know, if you're in, it's not necessarily the vibe for this show, but if anyone is into the indie rock, it's worth a little check.
You can always send the material, and then we put it in the catalog.
Yeah, just sneak it in.
Or I can even, like, message other shows, be like, "Yeah, you guys play indie rock."
Bit of British indie flair. But yeah, they did a gig on Saturday.
Nice. Yeah, he saw us.
Yeah, he crowd surfing.
Crowd surfing. That's what got my attention.
It looked like a proper gig. I was like, oh, little brother's doing something.
Yeah, they're bringing back, like, the hype.
Yeah, exactly. Indie rock bands.
That's all it took to get a crowd surf going, you know?
Literally, just a few.
And so it's played in a small town, too?
Yeah, so they played in the little town of Framlingham, where I live.
Framlingham?
Framlingham.
Framlingham.
All these silent names.
Yeah, Framlingham. And I think basically nothing really happens on the weekends. So the kids of Framlingham were like, oh my god, something is happening on a Saturday night, like, in our town. Yeah.
Promo was, like, very, like, important, right?
Yeah, well, they were playing at sort of the youth center in town, basically.
Oh, okay, so it was a bar or something.
Nah, like, it was proper. Exactly, wow, that's the thing. They wanted to get their target audience. Right.
There you go, that's what it is.
Yeah, Salvador,
keep
basically.
School, gymnasium, too.
Exactly.
No, but that's so dope, because when you know where your people are, and then you're just like, yo, I'm playing a show, I just put out this new whatever, then, like, you know they're just there to have a good time.
Exactly.
Like, support. So that's cool. So yeah, don't forget, send me that stuff so we can get him on the list here.
And it's good too, like, everyone, like, supports, like, your brother as well.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
To get community support is super important. Mm. And it's even, like, if you don't get community support in the type of genre you're doing, it's, like, super encouraged to look around the world or even, like, close by to where you are, where your genre audience is located. Like, you're not going to hear a lot of, like, you know, gangster rap artists coming out of Montreal or Kitchener, Ontario, or, like, you know, Edmonton. Like, there might be some, but, like, let's just be real. On a branding level, they're not going to be like, he's a straight thug out the hood of Edmonton. Disrespect to Edmonton, but think about it. Like, if that's the image you're going for, you're looking for that type of audience.
MTL and
it's just like, 5.4. You know,
gang.
I mean, you'll only get so far with it. We have a very small audience that is about that scene, but
it's still,
you know,
very niche in our
respects. So it's just find your niche, find your crowd. Anyway, what do I know? I'm just a person with a microphone. Anyway,
that makes music too.
Well, that's true. I have an opinion about everything, though, so don't ask me. Anyway, we're going to keep it going because you guys know that it's been cold and kind of not so great.
Don't we know it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why don't we just play some Bossa Nova? Yes.
Bring back the summer.
If I can just find... Oh, there it is. Okay. Sabrina Maleros. She's thebomb.com. She is a Brazilian singer. Her dad makes her music. Alexander Maleros. You gotta say it. Oh. Maleros.
I can't know the R. I'm sorry.
But come on, try it.
Maleros.
Oh gosh. Maleros. Joseph, you sound so Canadian.
Maleros.
I can't even say it sound Filipino.
No, even Filipinos, we do have, like, trouble like rolling the R.
Even though it's like there's, like, some Spanish influence there.
Maybe just
how you have a... last name like Romero, and you don't know how to roll the R.
I just call it Romero. You
know, Romero. Like, goodness.
Sounds very exotic. Goodness gracious. Like
I just can't. I can't be on that flex with you guys because I see my last name and I know.
Oh, you really are.
People are gonna roast me alive. Aliyah Guerra, but because we live in Quebec, you Guerra, and it's like. Oh. Whoa! Just say it in English.
I can do it like the defense. Just, though.
But that has no finesse. That's just like, are you sick? You want a cough drop? Yeah. Sound like you're auditioning for The Walking Dead. But no. Romero. You see, Romero sounds a lot better. Mm. It's just it's pronounced. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm gonna give you a little one-on-one tutorial after. So.
Nah, it's some speech impediment actually.
Oh dang. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Wow. Jeez, wow. Are you guys getting that bored? You need to surf your social media. I'm kidding.
Wow. Yeah, we are actually surfing on.
Wow. I was trying not to expose you guys. I tried to take the exposure back, but it's not refundable, apparently. Great. So listen. So yeah, we're not here on the 8th of April, but we'll be back. So until then, we're going to send some warm vibes for people listening.
Hearts and kisses.
And yeah. And yeah, so new song, Out to Cali, is out on Bandcamp, but it will be out on everything this Friday at midnight, or technically Thursday at midnight, because it's April 5th.
Friday, I don't know.
April 5th, starting at 12 a.m. Yeah. There you go. That was did not need to be so complicated. But yeah.
You get the gist of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Time is a human construct. It will be.
So on that note, I'm going to leave the song. It's called Kinik Seao. I don't know if that's how you say it, but
Bossa Nova is Brazilian, so
yeah, exactly. So yeah, by Sabrina Maleros.
Okay. That's a good name.
So don't forget, tune in on Mondays at 4 on CJLO 1690 with your host and with
Joseph.
Joseph.
Frank.
Romero.
Frank.
And Frank.
All right,
we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Au revoir.